Right, what we're left with is actually a rereading of the Gemara, thanks to the Ravid, and the Ran puts in very clear terms on Daf Dalet. Does anybody remember what the Ravid and what the Ran did with that? The Ravid operating on the strength of the Yerushalmi. Ilan, go ahead. Exactly, that it's a separate clause. You have to maximize the Ner. And Ilan, just remind us, what was the Ravid's raya for that idea based on the Yerushalmi? He says the truth is that not everything is so obvious from the Bavli, the way the Ramban makes it out to be. It's not so obvious. I'm speaking anachronistically. Obviously, the Ravid wasn't responding to the Ramban. But he says it's not so obvious from the Bavli, and the Rif probably should have included at least something from the Yerushalmi. So which part of the Yerushalmi? Right, so the question about the Adam Batel Bebes Ofel, so you're controlling for both of those reasons in Dav Dalet. Or Haner is definitely Yafel Bedika because it's a Bebes Ofel, and there's no difference between day and night for this person. B'shash of the Adam Mitzvim Bateim is an irrelevant factor, and yet we still say, you know, Mitzvaso Bener, She'or Haner, Yafel Bedika is a form of halacha. Balayla. And that was the way that the Ran was gores as two separate clauses. B'shah shebedei adam mitzvim b'vateyim v'sha or haner yafe libedika. Okay, so that's essentially the two major points that we're trying to drive home on Tuesday. What we have to do today is to take a look at the Rif and his presentation of the Gemara. Then I want to show you a number of points in the Shiltei Giborim, which we have here, and then time permitting to take a look at the Balamor and the Ravid, yet another machlokus between them on this topic. Okay, so let's take a look. This is the Rif at the very beginning, after citation of the Mishnah. So let's take a look at Vahashta the Kaimalan. In the Rif, or Ursahu the Chuliyama Miachamit, so it's our Mishesha Shulmala, Kidabina the Maimar the Kaman. So let's take a look at the Rif. Shilte Giborim, Balamar, and Ravid. Boaz. Where's Boaz? Boaz, you'll read today because we're going to see the Shilte Giborim. And there's Rabbi Yeshua Boaz. That's why he called it the
Shilte. I accidentally
Oh no. I was so excited about this. The Shulte Giborim for Boaz.
I'm sorry.
Right. Ish Gibor Chayil Mimishmacha Salimelech. But Ish Gibor Chayil without a Gemara is still. Noam? You good?
I also left my own school, sorry.
Rami? Okay, great.
If I'm in the correct spot.
Okay, so Hashem the Kaimalan, you got it, or Sahu. Everybody agrees it means night time. The Chulei Alma Mi Alchamit, so it's our Lavishay Shos, the Malak, the Vinan, the Kaman.
My Magdiminon, Ubad Kinen, Meurta, Ishtai Ad Machar, Benivdok Bishis. Luchi Tema's reason Magdimin Lamitzvos, Dichtu Vayomash Mini, Yumol Bsar Lazo, Malamit Chikol Hayom Kashil Mila. Elisha has reason Magdim Lomitzvos Shinema Yashkim Abraham Baboker Nibdok Mitzafra. Amrab Nachman Bar Yitzchak Bishah Shibne Adamitsuim Vivateim or Hanir Yafel Bidika. Amrabaye Hilka Hai Tsurbamirabon Lo Liptafi Done, the Ursa de Tlesar Nahagi Arbesar Dilma Mimash Hole Shmaita Asi Vimnuye Mimitzvah.
Yeah. Very good. So he doesn't quite have the girsa of the Ran, right? She'or haner yafal debdika, but let's just take a quick look over at the Ran. Amar ba'i hilka achay tzumar mirabanan, kilomar.
Kilomar kevin she'amar she'or haner yafal debdika, balay lo yosir mibayom, v'akuv mitzvah taloi bedavar.
Wow, so that's, hold on 1 second, so that's an important line. V'ikuv mitzvah taloi bedavar. Right? Clearly.
V'ikuvah.
There you go. And not a great surprise, Ilan. Yes, correct. Right, the Gemara in Zayin Amid Beis. If you want to say it's an asmachta, halesa, right, he really believes in those psukim, ner Hashem nishmas Adam. Okay, so lo liftach bidane.
Lo yaskel is asik bishmaita beursa de tlesar, nahagir besar, leil yitzias yud gimel, shehu knitzas yud dalet, vehu leil bedikas chametz achi yibdo, dilma mashka leish maita vishkaf nilibdo.
Yeah, okay, so he's going to get involved in his learning, right? That's what we would hope for, and he's not going to do the bedika. So here, the Ran was quoting, obviously, from
Rashi.
Yeah, exactly. So let's just bear that in mind as we now take a look at the Shilta Giborim. Boaz, I wish it were you. Because you know, nothing gets around me, but the Shilta Giborim. Okay, so let's start, actually, with the second point. So you see where it says, B'dika zo hi b'lel yudal b'shashim ne'adam b'tzim b'vatayim? Right, so that's a really interesting word, right? The ode, you start to appreciate these nuances, right? Sheor haner, right? Yafa lebedika balayla, right? It sounds like it's almost like the Ran, like a separate, you know, clause. Okay, so be that as it may, lefikach tamid chacham.
Tamid chacham sherabi alilmod b'chol erev lo yiftach b'talmudo b'leila yudalet ad she yivdok chimtso.
Okay, so like I happen to like this Shulta Giborim, right? He's saying like, if you're willing to be Docha Talmud Torah, so you know, definitely dinner is going to take a, you know, take a backseat because, you know, Kal Vachomer. Yeah, Ezreal, go ahead.
What if you're going to have chametz for dinner? Then isn't that kind of...
Yeah. Oh, you mean like the Balamor? I'm Osek and Hashem says chametz. Nice. Yeah. Okay. So it's easy, you know, the Kal Vachomer to from Limud to Achila. And Shasia, probably Malacha as well. Okay, so you'll see what I'm building up towards, because he says, look, you know, the whole idea here is Shema Yivsha Velo Yivdok, that there's going to be a Pshia, and the person's not going to do Bdikas Chametz. Okay, now let's go to the previous line in the Shulta Giborim. You'll see why I wanted to do it in this order.
Malacha v'lo ye'achal ad she'yivdok b'chasav Rav Rabbeinu Yona she'im hischil lolmod mibo'od yom she'im tzarech lahafzik b'chasav hator v'nir ali b'kevan sh'hatam she'lo yatrid b'talmudo b'bilimudo v'yishkach milivdok in chilok v'afdilu im hischil kvar posik.
So he said that's not an original comment of the Shulta Giborim. That's actually taken from Riaz. The Riaz was the Rabbeinu Yeshayahu ben Alia. He was actually the grandfather of the Tosfos Rid on his mother's side. So he's quoting the Rabbeinu Yona. This is machlokes between the Torah and Rabbeinu Yona. So Rabbeinu Yona thought, okay, you know, we're not going to go to such an extreme. If a person already started learning, we're not going to make them stop their learning, but you shouldn't start anew. And the Torah says, you know, the Mainafkamina. The whole reason is that we're afraid you're going to do your learning and you're not going to do Bedikas Chametz. So, again, the Chashash Pshia and Shichacha is enough to make this, you know, an even more potent halacha that we're going to force you to stop your learning. You see here, by the way, he references not just Achila, but also Lo Yaschil Bishum Melacha. So on the one hand, you know, the Shulta Giborim is clearly endorsing the Riaz and the Tur, that we have to take a very firm line, and even if people have started things, you're going to stop them because of Bedikas Chametz. But on the other hand, it's actually, I think, fundamentally different than the Diuk that we were trying to make in Rashi. Now, I admit the Ran takes Rashi in a less literal way, but this is a very, very subtle point, but what am I trying to extract from the Shulte Giborim here, even though he's very machmir, in a certain sense, in a practical sense, he doesn't want you to do anything except B'dikas Chametz because of the Chashash Pshia and Shechecha, but how could one argue that that's actually different than Rashi? Eitan?
If it's Leil B'dikas Chametz, then you still have the entire night to do it.
Ah, fascinating. Okay. It's a really interesting argument. It's flipping Rashi in the other direction, that the entire night is really optimal for B'dikas Chametz. You want to play Rashi just for a second in a little bit of a different direction? Avi, go ahead.
According to Shilhei Giborim, you could say that once you're done, there's no Chashash anymore. Rashi, the whole night is designated for B'dikas Chametz.
Wow, okay, that's like a really extreme view. Like, yeah. You can't do anything else, right? It's like Mukdash for purposes of B'dikas Chametz. Okay, so maybe not quite, you know, that. That would be a phenomenal shita. Shita's Avi. Anybody else have a diuk in Rashi? I admit the Ran didn't understand Rashi this way. He thought the Rashi was also saying that there's a chashash pshia and shichacha, but there is a more fundamental way of reading Rashi. Ilan, go ahead.
At once the night becomes low, b'dikas chametz, there is sort of shiur mitzvah lo mashinan, or whatever halachic phrase that we want to do the mitzvah as early as possible.
Okay. So, yeah, I would say something even stronger than that. Not just that, you know, mitzvah habaliyad chal tach mitzana or shiur mitzvah, but Rashi does specifically refer to kenisas arbaasar. Okay? It's Leil B'dikas Chametz. And so maybe the issue isn't just, you know, Chashash Pshia V'Shichacha, you'll forget, and you'll wake up the next morning and you'll say, I forgot to do B'dikas Chametz, but maybe it's even more fundamental than that. Maybe we're actually concerned about the Rega, the very moment that Leil Yudalid comes. We want to create an identity to the day. That this is the day where we go to war against the Chametz. So the truth is that this isn't just, you know, about subtle diukim between Rashi on the one hand and maybe, you know, the various Rishonim, who are all very machmir about, you know, not starting learning and kal vachomer, not eating, drinking, malacha. But it's actually a machlokes between the Baal HaMor and the Ravid. The Ravid is the most clear and vocal. The question is, you know, what the rationale is. He doesn't give us the rationale, but he very firmly believes in this idea of Tchilas Leil Arbaasar. So let's see the whole thing, not cut in any corners. Let's take a look at the Baal HaMor, and then let's take a look at the Ravid. Okay, so first, the Baal HaMor. So this is Sugya d'Shmaitza, Kol Hecha d'Chiyadadi Ninu, Mishtai v'Lashon Kabod, V'Chehecha d'Nefishi, Mehadadi, Shaviklau d'Nafesh, V'Naki d'Erech Katzar, U'Bilvad Shelo Yehi Lashon Meguna. So basically the Baal HaMor is distillation of the first, daf and a half of Psachim is, all else being equal, you always want to speak, you know, B'derach Kavod. If it's going to take you longer to speak B'derach Kavod, so you're Tofes Lashon Katsar, but it can never be Lashon Meguna. Okay, a person can never speak, that's it. The Ramban will tell you, Kedoshim Tiyu, Lo Yadaber, Ke'echad Min HaNevalim. Okay, so let's take a look at the Baal HaMor. And then we'll see the Ravid. Anybody want to read the Baal HaMor for us? Rami, got it? Okay, great.
How do Baal Minei?
It's just starting with the Vitame, the Kasa, the Raisa, That's not Lashon Meguna, because it's necessary. It's not, in any sense excessive or egregious. Right, it's very important that the Jewish people should be separated from the Shkatzim and the Ramasim. It's a question of their dignity as a Mamlachas Kohanim, Begoy Kadosh. Aval.
Sorry, Rabbi, I can't find it.
It's in the first page in our Gemara's, I believe.
Okay, go ahead, Ben Zion. You got it? Okay, so Aval, yeah. Parsha Samabul, when we're talking about the Behema Tahora.
Shalom ba akasuk lahazir min atoma el laharos min shivo min shnayim ikam hakasuk v'amar asher einenu tahora.
Exactly. So when it's not about, telling you what the halacha is, that you have to avoid tuma, v'izartim min shirom b'tumasam, so there's no need to say tame. So there, the Baal HaMor is making a very important point, that what's deemed necessary, let me put it slightly differently. What's deemed appropriate is often based on what's necessary. So again, if you have to make it absolutely clear what the halacha is, so you say, v'zartim es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam, because we have to tell the Jewish people not to come into contact with tumah. But if you don't need, for any prescriptive reason, to say tameh, then it is excessive, then it is egregious, and better to say asher inena tahora. So that's a very subtle deal that the Baal HaMor is making. Okay. So this is even more subtle point that the Baal HaMor is making, saying even in a halachic area where you would have a license generally to talk about tahor or tamei, to use that term, right? It's not like the mabul, we're just describing what happened. But even in a prescriptive area, if it's already been covered, v'nishmarta mikol davar ra, so then even there, it's considered excessive to reference tuma, and it's particularly egregious form of tuma that it's a genai shabali dekach, a person who's a balkari. So in that situation, asher lo yiyah tahor is the only way to say it. And even though it takes a little bit longer, ikem hakasav, the Torah has to add letters when it otherwise would be very reticent to do so. Okay, but Tana din masnisin. What about our Mishnah or Leir Basar?
Lufisha pasach bedvarov bedvar behilchas bedikas chametz tafas halashon or kedechsev pasach derecha yaira v'tana yair v'tana de yishmol the amar leil ar basar lo hayozeb psichas dvarov.
Okay, so the Baal HaMor has a very, fascinating reading of the beginning of our Masechta. He says, yeah, it's a din in the beginning of the Masechta. Because it's the beginning of the Masechta, there's a special emphasis on using Lashon Naki. That's based on a pasuk in Tehillim, Pesach Dvarecha Yair. And that's why, we're so careful in the beginning of the Masechta. Pesach Dvarecha Yair, Or Le'erbasar Bodkin Esel Chametz, Le'or Haner. So the Baal HaMor has a very fascinating and elaborate theory of when you can use Lashon Tuma, when you have to use Lashon Tahara. If it's a prescriptive area, we're going to tell you, that you can say Tuma, you have to say Tuma, because it has to be absolutely clear. If it's just a descriptive area like the Mabul, you're not going to use it at all. If it's kind of a middle area, it's a prescriptive area, but it's not, or it's already been covered, like Vinishmarta, Mikol Davara, and it's particularly, Miguna. So we're going to be ma'akim and add words, and there's a special emphasis in Chazal, Psach Devarecha Yoyer, that you need to start things off, b'lashon kavod v'lo b'lashon miguna, hence orali arbasar. Okay, so the Ravid disagreed, and the Ravid, here you have it in the Kasav Sham, Tanei Demastisin Lefisha Pasach V'dvar Rabbi Hilchos V'digas Chametz Savas Lashon Or, K'dechsev Psach Dvarecha Yoyer, Tana Dvei Shmuel, Damar Leili Arba, Sar Lohe Azeh Ptichas Dvarav. So it's all a matter of context. So let's take a look at the Ravid. Big question is how we understand the Ravid. Rabbi Adler and I have been debating this point for years, but be that as it may, see what you guys think. My thumb will not be on any scale. Okay, so Ben Sion, go ahead.
So Amar Abraham, Zehatam, Ein Lotam, Vechilo Shno Hatana Lashon Or, Ela Bipsichas Dvarav, Vaharei, it's not the clear, the text isn't so clear, so I can't read this word.
Oh, it's Hamapeles.
Okay. Hamapeles or, thank you, Rabbi. Hamapeles or Lishmonim, the Echod, Yachol Yehei Nechal or,
okay, so we have many other cases where it wasn't the beginning of any masechta, and we said, you know, or the question is whether the Karban Yoledes could account for multiple miscarriages, right, which is brought up in our Gemara, or when we talk about the dinim of Nosar, Yachli Yenachal, or Lashlishi, not the beginning of any masechta. Right, so the Baal HaMoris theory is you shouldn't really need to say or in any of those cases. The ode in the other direction, atu milaka laila b'mishna b'raisa. Right, we have plenty of times when it says laila.
Umara lomar or b'miktsas hamakomos b'miktsas hanam b'laila. Aval tam hibru shekol hamakomo shehu tzorech lahakdim l'tchilas ha'leila higom b'dikas ha'chametz.
Okay, so you guys don't have this section here where it says V'chein or Yom HaKippur Mispalel Shavo Misvada?
Yeah, it might be the next page. No, I don't have it.
Okay, so let me just read you that line. You know, let me hold off for a second, because first, let me deal with what you read, and then just to show you an incredible line here in the Ravid. So, what's the Ravid's theory? The Ravid has a comprehensive theory, is that when it says or, it's not based on whether it's the beginning, middle, or end of the Masechta, but go ahead, Avi.
And it should be the beginning of the night where there's still some or ayom left over.
Ah, excellent. That any time that you're obligated to be makdim l'tchilas halayla, kigon bedikas chametz, or masin masuos, in the context of Kiddush HaChodesh, Tani Or, Mivnei Shadayin, Yesham, Or Hayom, Ve'eno Choshech, Kedekhsi, Ve'la Choshech, Kara Laila. So he says, Or Le'arbasar means that it's a din in a Kenisas HaLaila. You must do it then. It's not like the Shulte Giborim was saying that we're concerned about Pshia and Shechcha, that you're just not going to do B'tikas Chametz altogether. But no, it's like the simple reading of Rashi, of Tchilas Arba'asar is an intrinsically significant time. Now, he doesn't explain necessarily why. That's the work that we have to do. But he definitely makes it clear that it's Tchilas HaLaila. Now, if I were to ask you guys, what do you think Tchilas HaLaila means here? I'll admit that it's absolutely not clear. So if I were to ask you, what's the time period that the Ravid is referring to? I think you can make one of two plausible arguments. This is the point that Rabbi Adler and I have been debating for at least 5 years, as to what exactly the Ravid had in mind. I think you can make one of two reasonable points based on which line you choose to emphasize. Okay, so Shimi, what do you think the options are?
You could say that this is a Ben Ashmasho when it's not fully night, but not fully day either.
Okay, good. So which line are you focusing on? I think that's absolutely legitimate to say between Shkia and Seis.
I think I'm focusing on the line that says that there's still light.
Right, Shadayin Isham or Hayom Veno Choshech Kedichsev La Choshech Kara Laila. That it's not really Laila. There's still or Hayom, right? It's Beirbuvia, so it's Bein Hashmashos. Okay, I think that's a completely legitimate reading. What's another way of reading the Ravid in terms of the Zman that he's talking about? If it's not Bein Hashmashos, Yehuda.
Immediately
after this. Yeah. That's what I've been advocating. And what line are you focusing on?
I'm not focusing on any one line as much. The idea that, because it has to be more logic, that it has to be night, but then the part of the night where light still remains, that must be then the part immediately after this.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah, I think the line that sort of most supports that is the beginning. It's supposed to be Laila. So I think it's a debatable point. Noam, what do you think? Yeah, I can hear.
All right. Can you still hear me?
Definitely.
All right, good. Okay, my computer wasn't showing like the green thing on my microphone, so I wasn't sure like you guys can hear me. Okay, so yeah, I was talking about Tzilas Halayla, and also I was just thinking like. It fits better with Daf Dalet if it's like Or Hanar Yafalibdika, it's Yafalibdika at night, not during Benash Mashos.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that goes unbalanced as well. Okay, so I think these are the two, you know, plausible ways of reading the Ravid. I can't, you know, say dispositively that Shimi's interpretation is not correct, because he does come back say, you know, Yesham or Hayom ve'eno choshech. It's not choshech. It's not choshech. Kara Laila. So maybe it's not what we would technically call Laila yet. But there's aspects of Laila. You know, sort of like the Rav's idea that Yom and Laila are, you know, they both exist in Bein Hashmashos. The suffix isn't, you know, we don't know. It's just that there's, you know, multiple dimensions to Bein Hashmashos. So in any event, the Ravid is taking an absolutely principled view of this topic. Or the Arbasar itself, the first three words of the Masachta, what they mean. Are that there's significance to Knisas Leil Yudalet. It's not about don't start learning because you're going to be Shocheach and Poshea, and there's nothing you know, that we're concerned about except you're missing the entire night of the 14th. No, we're really concerned about the beginning of the night of the 14th. That's the point. Right? That was our deal in Rashi. And it's exactly what the various Rishonim that the Shulte Giborim is quoting, you know, the Tur and the Tosfos Rid's grandfather, the Riaz, it's exactly what they're not saying. Because they're clearly saying that it's an issue of Shechacha and Pshia. And by implication, it's probably the Shita of the Baal HaMor as well. The Baal HaMor doesn't lend any special significance to Tchilas HaLaila. He says, no, earlier Basar is just a din in Lashonaki, you know, Psach Dvarecha Yair. So be that as it may, we have a fascinating machlokas here between the Baal HaMor and the Ravid. Now, Ben Sion, you didn't have this part, but I wanted to just give you an example, because this will set us up for what we'll talk about at length on Wednesday. Does anybody else have this section in the Ravid about Yom HaKippurim? So I'm very excited about this. In my Cadillac Gemara, you know, we've got all these extra... In fact, they believe, this Gemara thinks that I'm so lazy that they actually, you know, give me the Rashis here on the side of the riff as well. You know, God forbid I should have to look back to Rashi. You know, I'm very mefunak over here. So I get a little extra Ravid too, and this Ravid is really quite beautiful. Does anybody have that line? Okay, Ilan, go ahead.
What kind of Gemara do you use?
Wow. So one of the rayos that he brings is the Or LeYom HaKippurim, right? What we would call, you know, Kol Nidrei Night, Mispalel Sheva Misvada, right? That you do Vidui five times in Yom Kippur, or if you believe in my reading of the Rambam, six times in Yom Kippur, because the Minchaver of Yom HaKippurim, we know, is really a Vidui of Yom Kippur. Ketzad umisvada v'yom ha-kippurim. The Rambam says mincha v'erev yom kippur. But anyway, or yom ha-kippurim mispalel sheva misvada gam hu letzarech nishna shelo yi'ocher mehisvados kidei sheyehei alav kol hayom beritzoi lifnei habore. What an extraordinary line. That as soon as you hit nightfall of Yom Kippur, right, you want to do something which is of the mitzvahs hayom. Dehainu vidui. Remember that line in the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva? Yom Kippur is Ketz Mechilo Slicha L'Yisrael L'Fika Chayav in HaKol Yisvados Ben Yachid Ben Rabim. So the Ravid says, as soon as Yom Kippur comes, right, you want, or L'Yom HaKippurim, you are mispalo shevo misvada. Kidei sheyehei alav kol hayom beritzo lifnei habore. So that the day will be fully integrated in terms of its theme. So that the day will be totally consecrated for purposes of slicha u'mechila u'vechapara. And so immediately you would say vidui. That's an amazing line in the Ravid. It creates a chalos in the day. So what point am I looking to extract here? If that's the Ravid's paradigm, so what is the Ravid implicitly suggesting? We have to do a lot of work, but Ben Zion, go ahead.
It's Leil B'dikas
Chametz. Yeah, this is the ultimate expression of Leil B'dikas Chametz. That as soon as your Dalet rolls around, and Shemi, you might be right, right, in terms of Ben Hashmashos, or maybe we take the, you know, Tseis HaKochavim approach, but whatever it is, you know, right there, and this is why we're going to be Docha Talmud Torah, Kal v'chomer, everything else, Achila, Shasiya, Malacha, is because that entire day of Yadalid has an identity to it. Just like Yom Kippur has an identity to it. It's a Yom, Slicha, Mechila, V'kapara, so you don't want to be Misacher, Milisvados, because that Ritzoi Lifnei HaKel can't wait. So apparently when it comes to Yud Daled Nisan, the character of the day is defined by the war against Chametz. The preparation for Chag HaMatzos. Kenisas Arbaasar is an intrinsically significant time. If you would be 10 minutes late, he would close his sefer 10 minutes late, you'd already have missed out. It's not the Shilte Giborim. It's not even the way the Ran interpreted Rashi, right? Shema Yifsha, Shema Yishkach. It's not that. It's a fundamental principle of Yadalid or Lerabasar, Bodkinez Achamitzornir. So the Rishonim were really divided on this point. But I'd like to affiliate Rashi with the Ravid's comment about Orli Arbaasar being of a fundamental nature. Right. And not even Midin's recent Makdim in the Mitzvos, but it really has to do, Ilan, that was my slight quibble with the way that you formulated it. It's not just that, okay, you can do the Mitzvah now, so why delay the Mitzvah? But this Mitzvah is essential to give character to the day. Just like Vidui on Yom Kippur. Right? If you wouldn't do Vidui right away, so then the entire day wasn't consecrated for purposes of Ritzui. You were just hanging around. Did you daven Marav? Yeah. Did you say Vidur? Yeah. Did you get ultimately to your five or six Viduim of Kippur? Yeah. But we have a more ambitious goal than that. We want to consecrate the entire day. So B'dikas Chametz gives character to the day. Leil B'dikas Chametz. That's an amazing perspective. We have a lot of work to do in terms of defining that idea. Yom Kippur will be a very important model for us. Already the Bali Atosos and Brachos were very sensitive to this point. Anybody happen to remember where the Bali Atosos made this comparison? Anybody remember? I was thinking about how deep we should go into this point. But which, Avi, you remember which Tosos and Brachos am I talking about? Where the Bali Atosos are wondering, there's something to be said about this idea of Yom Kippur and Pesach. You remember, this would be really hard to remember, but you have it. Okay, so any event, the pasuk says by Yom Kippur, "B'tisha lachodesh va'erev me'erev ad'erev tishbetu shabaschem." The Gemara in the first parak of Masechta Brachos talks about that a person is ochel v'shosa b'chiim ala v'kasev kilu hisanisem chi'i v'asiri. Me erev ad erev tish v'tu shabbas chem. Really interesting line. It can be analyzed from a variety of different perspectives about the achila and chasiya, either as preparation or whatever it is. So the Bali HaTosos immediately referenced the pasuk of ba'erev tochlu matzos. How do I know that's not actually before the 15th? Right? Me'erev ad erev, as we know that you start early, it's a reference to the chi. So the Bali HaTosos already made this connection. So we're going to try to develop the idea a little bit further. But again, just to summarize and distill, the fundamental point of the day is indisputably the machlokas between the Ravid and the Baal HaMor, which we think is a machlokas in truth between many of the Rishonim, about how to understand the din of Tleisar Nigiar Besar Lo Yiftach Bi'idane. Is that just a chashash, pshia, and shichacha, and bdikas chametz, that you're going to wait till morning? Or is there an actual din of Knisas Arba'asar or Le Arba'asar as lending character to the day, being of fundamental significance? Okay, so let's hold it up there. Everybody have